This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady. So we're about a week into a protest at the University of Toronto, deemed an encampment. They're all behind a metal fence, and it's King's College Circle that's been, in essence, occupied. And U of T tends to have their graduations on this swath of land's huge grassy space. They haven't said very much so far through 6 days, and I think it's fair to ask why that is and where they are. So we get into that, and we get a few calls on the line as well from parents, potentially with students graduating from University of Toronto also. I think it's a valuable lesson here, and I think we're asking some of the right questions about this. So here it is. Paula, I wanted to get you. Go right ahead.
No problem. Thank you. Good morning, Greg. Sure. So my daughter just spent the last 4 years in U of T. My husband and I sacrificed a lot years before she even went to U of T for her to be able to achieve that goal, with the thought process that she would go to a great university that would help her learn how to think, not what to think.
Bingo.
And that a contributing member to the society to actually do good in the world. To think that she's not going to get her moment to get her diploma after losing her high school graduation, I'm just like beside myself. And it's emotional as a parent because we've worked really, really hard. And I want somebody from U of T to tell me how, as a private school that I've paid thousands and thousands of dollars to, that my daughter dedicated a lot of time to, not just to school, but into community programs where she helped the homeless. She helped people who were addicted to drugs. Through those programs, how she doesn't deserve to have her graduation because of other political views that, as far as I'm concerned, should not be on school premises. Our schools are meant to teach. They are meant to teach how to think, not what to think. And they are not meant to be spaces of anxiety and thought that leads you to think, what's it all about? My daughter went through a lot of anxiety after COVID just because of that loss of graduation. In her mind, she just constantly kept thinking, what am I going to lose next? What am I going to lose next? Where is it that we live? Because this is not what I thought life was going to be. So to have to deal and manage through that yet again, I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted that there's nobody fighting for us.
Well, I'm not here to pat myself on the back because it's your story and it's your daughter's story. But I'm going to talk about this every day until we get some clarity from the University of Toronto. It is no good. They've left you hanging. They've left the entire university community hanging. They've been cowards, and they need to step up. This is a service that you're paying for. The customer isn't always right, but they're not even talking to the customers, Paula. You're a customer. Your daughter's a customer. And I'll tell you a quick story before I let you respond. I went and visited my 80-year-old dad, my 78-year-old mom on Monday, and I played a little golf with my dad. It's amazing that he can still do it, and I'm so grateful they're both in my life. And we started talking about my grade 12 son graduating high school this year and how he missed out in grade 8. And they had never really expressed that them coming to my grad in 1994, what it meant to them. And they're not well enough, really. They're not well enough to attend my son's grade 12 graduation. But just having that conversation resonated with me even more to say, parents now, and I'm a parent too, we need better answers from our administrations. Yep. They were cowards during COVID. They were absolute cowards for those 3 years. And I understood it for a while, and then I just didn't not only did I not understand it, I didn't accept it. And now that we're through that, this is an easy one, Paula. They need to step up to a microphone, get on a radio station, get in front of a TV camera, and they need to promise they're going to do everything they can to get your daughter to a graduation ceremony with no problems whatsoever. And they owe you that.
Agreed. I mean, the lack of conviction is just astonishing. And, you know, that I love your story because, you know, both my husband and I didn't have opportunities to finish high school, let alone go to university. So our daughter is really the first person in our generation of our parents, you know, coming to Canada who was going to get that opportunity. So to know that we never had that opportunity and to now be faced with my daughter who worked so hard right from, I mean, that kid was working from grade 8 onward to achieve U of T goals and think that she may not get to have that experience and that rite of passage and that milestone in her life. I mean, you know, I'm just about ready to sell everything, pack up everything.
Well, until people like you, because you just have, weigh in, and I hope people like me weighing in as well, we're going to get this done, and we'll stay in touch with you and your family on this, and we're gonna make freaking sure. I almost said something else, and it's too nice a day out for me to go into a meeting at 9:05 for saying the wrong word, but we're going to make sure this happens, Paula. We're going to make sure.
That, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to get to a couple more calls on this. Let me say this as well. The idea that, like, here's what I'm spotting. People aren't afraid anymore. They're not afraid to speak out. If they ever once were, they're not. But you're going to have to be bold. You're not afraid what to think, but you need to understand there aren't going to be repercussions for calling out University of Toronto and saying, right now, you're on no side of this. And I'm more respectful of people who I disagree with, who at least weigh in and give an opinion. You can't get anywhere in life without, where are you going to get in life without being able to weigh in and give an opinion on this? But we have seen an absolute display of cowardice from the University of Toronto here. It's one thing to put up a fence and say, hey, we're putting up a fence so you can't come in and protest at this square. You did? Okay. But that's you're not even saying that's your fence. They're laughing at you inside that structure. They think you have no courage, no conviction of your beliefs, no authority, no other body parts, okay, that we reference sometimes when we use euphemisms for courage. Dan, I want to get to you before we break, and we may take another call or two after this. Dan, go right ahead. You're on 640 Toronto.
Yeah, good morning. I had several points to make, but right now I'm going to put... This administration and the politicians, Olivia Chow and so forth, they are cowards. The reason they're not doing anything is because they believe in this. They're supporting it. The university administrations are all lefty Marxists. They believe in this. And I'll tell you this much for Paula and for yourself. Words aren't going to cut it. These people only understand, when I say these people, the protesters, they have professional protesters showing up. They have social media. They're being supported by all kinds of pros that rebel rouse.
You got it. They do.
They're not supposed to be there.
Let me make the point, Dan, before you keep going. I think there are some students that have legitimate concerns about Israel's response, but they're I don't think that's a majority of who's there at this encampment. But they're not. They don't not exist. Is my point.
The compromise is to get them off of there. They're not supposed to be there. Not ruin these poor kids and their families. 4-year deserved graduation. I don't give a crap about first world problems. We live here for a reason.
Yep.
Move them to another place. I'll go there, bring 100 of my friends, start a campaign. Physically, I'll guarantee you there'll be 10,000 parents that show up, and we'll push them with our own muscle and get them off of there. Because Olivia Chow and her administration and the university and all the universities, I went to OCAD, they had the same nonsense going on. We got to get this done here. This is not our problem. The communication from the politicians to tell these people, and I mean even the even ridiculous students who didn't even hear of this issue a month ago, is tell them this is a foreign problem. Keep it over there. If you care so much, go over there and fight for it. But don't disrupt and take all the oxygen we need to run this
country. Man, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I think you should also reserve some criticism for the Toronto police. I don't think they've been there for us. People fought for them to get full funding. People have their backs when it comes to going into dangerous situations. This police chief has been an absolute embarrassment, a complete and total embarrassment in his absence. He hasn't even been to one of these protests. He sends the rank and file. Doesn't look like a guy that's a leader to me.
I'm ready to sign up physically with my muscle. And in fact, I'm going to start organizing social media with people that will show up. This is what happens when you let the troublemakers rule the roost, that you're going to end up with people taking the law into their own hands and breaking the laws. And then that's the social degradation. The authorities have to control things properly.
Well,
we need to allow protests, but it doesn't have to be doesn't have to disrupt this graduation. This is ridiculous.
No, and thanks for the phone call. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of the Daily Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google, play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.